We're doing the In Yaakov. We're up to page Lamed Ches in the Gemara, page 144, or Ayin Beis Amed Beis in the standard In Yaakov editions. And the Gemara is about to go into a discussion of the blessing on bread. And we have to know that blessings are ordinarily said in past tense, because we're thanking God for what He already produced. The fruit is standing there before us. So our blessings are usually in the past tense. We begin with Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, in the present tense. And then we say, let's say, Shehechayonu, who let us live, or Borei Pri Ha'etz, who creates the fruit of the tree. So sometimes it's past, present, but we always are talking about the past, technically, because God already created this fruit. So now the question is, what about bread? So Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braisa that was validated in the Academy of Rav Chia Rav Oshaya. Ma'u Omer, what does he say when he comes to make a blessing on bread? Hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, motzi lechem min ha'aretz. The question is, do you say hamotzi or do you say motzi? Amar Rava. Now Rava explains. Be motzi, if he says Hashem who is motzi lechem min ha'aretz, he takes bread out of the ground. Kuli alma lo plige de apik mashma. Everyone agrees that it also includes the past tense. God who takes out bread from the ground, that includes the past tense. He also took out bread from the ground, and that's for sure okay. Dichtiv, because the verse describes God who took us out of Egypt. At the end of the 40 years in the desert, God is described in our parsha, next week's parsha, Parshas Balak. God is described as El Motzian Mimitzrayim, God who takes them out of Egypt. So you see, the word takes out also includes took out grammatically in Hebrew. So if you say Motzi Lechem Min Haaretz, God who takes out bread from the earth, that also includes that He took out bread from the earth, just as Bilam is standing 40 years after we left Egypt, and he said, God who takes them out of Egypt, he doesn't mean literally now He's taking them out, he means in the past tense. So the word Motzi takes out also includes past tense, took out. So it's definitely okay to say, Baruch Atah Hashem Lokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Motzi Lechem Min Haaretz. That's for sure okay. Keep Lige, but the argument in the Braisa is whether it's valid to say, Behamotzi, to say, the Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, the one who takes out bread from the ground. Rabbanan Savrei Hamotzi Da'apik Mashma. The rabbis hold Hamotzi also includes past tense. Tichtiv, as the verse describes, God is the one who took out water from the rock for you. So God is described as Hamotzi Lecha Mayim Mitzur HaChalamish. So you see, Hamotzi is a reference to past tense as well. The Rabbi Nechemya Savar Hamotzi De'Mapik Mashma. Rabbi Nechemya says the word Hamotzi means He is destined to take out. You can't say that about bread you're about to eat. He's destined to take out bread from the earth. Shenemal, because we have a verse that says, God is described, in Egypt, God is described as the one who is Hamotzi etchem mitachat ziblot Mitzrayim, who takes you out from under the suffering of Egypt. God hadn't yet done it at that time, and He is described as Hamotzi, who takes out. Hamotzi obviously indicates future, and that's improper about bread. V'Rabbanan, and the rabbis say, no. Over there, God is telling them, after I take you out of Egypt, you will celebrate Passover, you'll celebrate the God who took you out. So He's talking to them, in the future, you'll be looking back at this as past tense. So even over there, even though technically they hadn't yet left Egypt, but the verse is referring to the future when they will look back upon this day in the past tense. And that pasuk too, Hamotzi, is a reference to past tense. Hachi kamalu kut shabrichu l'Yisrael. This is what God was telling the Jews. Kad mapikna lechu. When I take you out of Egypt, avidna lechu milta, do something. Keechi diaditu. So that you know that now da'apekit yatron mimitzrayim. That I'm the one who took you out, and by then it will have been past tense. Tichtiv, as the verse says, vidatem. I want you to know in the future. Ki'ani Hashem Elokechem, amotzi etchem. That I'm Hashem your God, who took you out. So you see that hamotzi, even over there, is a reference to past tense. So our question is, when you add the hey, when you make it hamotzi, He who takes out, who took you out, is it also a reference to past? And then it would be okay to say hamotzi over bread. So we have two opinions. Is it okay to say hamotzi or not? What do we all do? What do we say over bread? We say hamotzi. Okay.
If it's a certain size.
Yeah, Well, no, for any size we'd say amotzi.
Tiny, tiny,
yeah, you still make amotzi. You'll show me. Show me, find it. The rabbis were telling Rabbi Zeira praise over Barav Zvid, Achved Rav Shimon Barav Zvid, about the son of Rav Zvid, the brother of Rav Shimon, the Adam Gadolu, that he's a big man. They all told Rabbi Zeira, you should see Rabbi Zvid's son. He's a big man, Uvakibi Bachotu, and he's a master of blessings. He knows his blessings, the laws of blessings perfectly. Amalehim, so Rav Zeira told them, Lichsheavol Yatchem Aviyu Liyadi. When he comes around, bring him to me, I want to meet him. Zimna Chada Ikla Ligabe. So one time, this son of Rabbi Zvid came to Rabbi Zeira. Apikulei Rifta. So they brought out bread and they honored him with the blessing. So they're listening. How's he going to bless? Is he going to say Hamotzi or Motzi? Patach Vamal. So he made the blessing. Motzi Lechem Min Haaretz. So he covered all bases. He went with the opinion everyone agrees is kosher. He made the blessing. Motzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Amal, so Rabbi Zeira turned to his students and said, Zeu shomrim alav de adam gadolu baki bebrachotu? You told me about him? That he's a big man and he knows his blessings? Bishlema iyamar hamotzi. If he would have said hamotzi, ashminan taima vashminan del chatak rabanan, then I would have seen, he knows that, he knows reasoning, he knows halacha. He would have told me that halacha is like the rabbis, that you make the blessing, hamotzi. Ela de amar motzi, maika mashmalan. But now that he made the blessing in accordance with everyone's opinion, he didn't teach me anything. Anyone could do that. And he, what was he thinking, Rabbi Zvid's son? He was thinking, why should I enter an argument if I can make the blessing the way everyone agrees is kosher? But the halacha is that we make the blessing. We go with the rabbi's opinion that hamotzi is past tense. Now, why wouldn't we do the opinion that goes in line with everyone's opinion? Why don't we say motzi? If everyone agrees that motzi is good, why do we have to get into an argument and say hamotzi? So Tosfos quotes the Jerusalem Talmud that explains as follows. You're making a blessing, and you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Motzi Lechem Min Haaretz. It's going to sound like one word. Melech Olam, Motzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Ha'olam and motzi, being that ha'olam ends with a mem, and motzi begins with a mem, people would end up swallowing the words. Baruch ta Hashem, ha'olam motzi lechem min haaretz. Ha'olam motzi lechem min haaretz. Ha'olam motzi sounds like one word. When we say ha'motzi, so we're going in line with the rabbi's opinion, and that forces us to break the words. Melech ha'olam, ha'motzi lechem min haaretz. I don't know. Tosus brings another custom that's also quoted in Halacha, that when we make a blessing over bread, we place both our hands on the bread. And on our two hands we have 10 fingers. And the 10 fingers correspond to the verse that says, Lo tzi lechem min haaretz. There's a verse, Matzmeh Chatzir LaBehema, etc. And then Leotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. There's also a pasuk. What's the pasuk? There are a few pasukim it corresponds to. They're all quoted in Halacha, that they all have 10 words, like the 10 fingers. So we put our two hands with our 10 fingers on the bread when we make a blessing. So that custom is quoted here in Tosfos. Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. That's how we rule halachically. We make the blessing hamotzi. And here in Tosfos we saw one good reason, so that it's more discernible, the breakup of the words in the blessing. Okay. Hanu trei talmidei. Story. We're at the bottom line. There were two students, Tabu Yatve Kamei de Bar Kafra. They were sitting, they were students in front of Bar Kafra. That's the name of the rabbi, Bar Kafra, son of Kafra. Heviu lifnehem kruv vedumaskin upargiot. They brought before them types of vegetables and type of greens, different types of grasses. And so you had these green vegetables, you had cooked kruv, whatever that is, some type of maybe cabbage. And you had pargiot, you had raw, you had young, small chickens. I don't know what they call that in English today. It's a delicacy. Pargiot in Hebrew.
Pusan.
Okay. Natan Bar Kafra reshut le'echad mehem levarech. So Bar Kafra gave one of them permission to make the blessing. Kafatzu berech ala pargiot. So he's no dummy. He knows that small chicken, pusan, that's yummy food. So he takes the piece of chicken and makes a blessing. Liglag alav chavero. So his friend made fun of him. Ha! What are you making the shehakol first? You have a more specific blessing. Shehakol is all-encompassing. You could have made a blessing over a vegetable. That's a more exact blessing over a vegetable. It's a fruit of the ground. The shehakol is all-encompassing. So the two students are sitting there. The rabbi honors one with making the first blessing. He takes the wrong thing to make a blessing. And his friend laughs at him. Ka'as bar kafra. So the rabbi bar kafra got upset. Amar bar kafra said, I'm not angry at the one who made the blessing, but I'm upset at the one who made fun of him. If your friend is like someone who never tasted meat in his life, he's all hungry and he's grabbing the meat and he's eating that first, why'd you make fun of him? So he made a mistake, but why'd you make fun of him? Chazal v'amar, and then he went on and said, "Lo alam laglega nikoes ela alam varecha nikoes." But now I'm not upset only at the guy who made fun. I'm also upset at the guy who made the blessing. V'amar, and he said, "Im chokma in kan." If there's no wisdom here, if you didn't know which blessing comes first, so you're not smart enough to know. Zikna in kan, is there no elder here? I don't understand. You're here to learn from me. I'm an old man. Why don't you ask me? I honored you with making the blessing. You didn't know what was right. So you had to go ahead and make a blessing and guess and take what you feel like? Why don't you ask? Tana, we have a tradition that goes back to that time. Vishnehem lo tzir shnatam. Neither one lived out the year. Neither one of those two students. Scary story. One for his disrespect and the other one for making fun of his friend. Tani Tana Kamed Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. We have the following braisa that was quoted in front of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Maniach ha-pusa betoch ha-shlema uvotzea umvarech. When you're making a blessing, so you take the broken piece, you put it together with the whole piece, and you make a blessing. When are we talking about? So that's a good question. The simple understanding is, if you're going to make a blessing, and you have a broken piece of bread, let's say you have some challah left from Shabbos. So you have a huge piece of challah, but it's not whole. And you have a little roll they gave you here. So which one should you make the blessing over? The whole roll, it's whole. It has the benefit of being whole. Or the big chunk of challah, which is much bigger. So Ravami, this Tana said, you take both and you make a blessing over both of them. You take the broken piece, you take the whole piece. We do it on Pesach night, right? At the Seder night, we have a broken matzah, we have a whole matzah. What do? We take all the matzahs together and we make a blessing over all of them. We make hamotzi on all of them, the broken plus the whole. And then we make a blessing, al-chios matzah, also on a broken and a whole matzah. Amar lei, so Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said to the guy who was quoting this braisa, Ma shemecha, what's your name? Amar lo Shalmon. He said, my name is Shalmon. Amar lei, he said, ah, what a beautiful name. That name is peace. Shalomata, your name is peace. And your quote is also filled with peace. You made peace between the differing opinions. There's an opinion that says it's better to take a bigger piece of challah even if it's not whole. There's an opinion that says it's better to take a whole challah even if it's smaller. You're telling me a way to do both opinions, to go in accordance with both opinions, make the blessing on both. On the broken piece that's bigger and on the whole piece that's smaller, that's beautiful. You made peace in your Mishnah. And we'll end with a quote, Ravami and Ravasi, who were students in Israel, when they'd get the bread from the Eruv, they would take that bread and make a blessing of Amotzi on it. Amrei, they said, Hoil v'itavid b'mitzvah chad, anevid b'mitzvah chit, being that it was used for one mitzvah, we'll use it for another mitzvah. And we do that today. If one's tzitzis tor, technically you could wrap it in a bag, you could bury it. You don't really have to treat it with any honor, you just don't deride it. You throw it away in a respectful way. But we say, if it was used for one mitzvah, why not use it for another mitzvah? We use it as a place mark in a chumash. We use it as a place mark in our holy Sifrei Kodesh, in our holy works. If a person has Erev Tavshilin, we prepare on Yom Tov that runs into Shabbos, so we try to eat it in honor of Shabbos. By Shabbos day, after we finished all our cooking from Yom Tov, comes Shabbos, then we eat the Erev Tavshilin on Shabbos. Because we say, if it was used for one mitzvah, let's use it for another mitzvah. And we try to apply this in many instances. Something that was used for a mitzvah, we try to take advantage and use it for another mitzvah. So what do we see today? We saw an argument over whether it's okay to say motzi lechem in haaretz, or everyone agreed motzi was okay. The question was, is hamotzi okay? And we ruled that hamotzi is also okay, and that's our custom. We saw Tosfos that it's customary to put both our hands, 10 fingers on the bread when we make a blessing. We saw the story of the two students of Bar Kafra. One jumped and made a blessing over meat, the other one made fun of him, and they were both in error. You don't make fun over a person, and if you're not sure what blessing to make, why don't you ask the rabbi who's sitting in front of you? And we saw that it's good if you have a broken piece of bread that's bigger and a whole piece of bread that's smaller, you take them both together and you make a blessing over both of them. And we concluded with the quote that some bread that was used for one mitzvah, we try to use it for another mitzvah in honor of Shabbos or Yom Tov, we try to use it for another mitzvah.